T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk about it with the basketball savant himself. Joining us now on the Bay Area Chevy Dealers guest line is Andy Katz. I'm sure he has an extremely busy day just going from one radio station and television station to another. Andy, is there anybody you don't work with at this point? Because I'm running down the bio, man. And I know you're doing stuff with us out here at the Pac-12 and the WCC. I just don't know how you keep it all straight. Good morning, Andy. Thanks for joining us.
Well, I appreciate it, and yes, I'll be with NBA TV tonight and tomorrow night. So part of their draft coverage, looking forward to that for a second or third year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you got to keep reinventing yourself, and that's what I've done in the last almost 4 years since I left ESPN.
Yeah.
And it's been great, and I've been very happy, just as long as I don't spread myself too thin, but just getting across the country. I just hope I can get back to being in various parts of the country. And so, actually, one of the last trips I took was to those Pac-12 studios back in late February, about a week or so before everything shut down.
I remember that. So that's where I wanted to start, Andy, because we know this year obviously has been so different from everything else. But how has that impacted your ability to do your job, to break down all these guys who you're usually used to seeing in person?
So the beauty of everything is, unrelated to the pandemic, back in January, because I also work for Turner Sports, they put in a home studio, totally unrelated for me, in my basement.
Awesome.
And actually gave me a travel kit because I have a place in Rhode Island. And so really from March through now, I've been doing a ton of stuff in my basement, on the road, with backdrops and professional lighting. And I've still talked to, I feel like I've actually worked digitally as much, if not more, in the last 8 months than even before. And constantly talking to players and coaches, because first of all, plenty of people have plenty of time on their hands to talk to you from their own homes. And so I actually feel like I'm as connected as I've ever been, just not in person.
All right, let's talk some draft now, Andy. It's great. I'm glad you're doing well. Really miss you on the tube and stuff like that, and I can't wait for your draft analyst, James Wiseman, because it seems like Warrior fans, like myself, have honed in on James Wiseman. Tell us a little bit about James Wiseman before we get into Edwards and LaMelo Ball and some of the other prospects who can go in the top three.
So first of all, I think it's unfair to draw any sort of negative characteristics on James, because this was an NCAA eligibility issue. It was nothing legal. It was, you know, had to do with obviously what happened actually prior to his arrival at Memphis, how he was sort of moved within high schools and taken care of. And so this has nothing to do with character. So I think that I just heard your, you know, lead in talking about that in culture. So I don't think that's going to be a problem at all. That's number one. And I've interviewed him, and I think that, you know, he's got, you know, his head on his shoulders and knows what he needs to do. Number two, I firmly believe had he had a full regular season, and he only played in 3 games, regardless of a postseason, which wouldn't have happened, but a full regular season, I actually think he might be the consensus number one pick, because he could have been that dominant, and it would have been that clear that he was the best player. Now, would he have been National Player of the Year over Obi Toppin? Maybe not, because Dayton had a better team than Memphis.
Right.
Although, we don't know that. If he had played, maybe Memphis would have been better. He would have definitely been in the race for that, potential first-team All-American. And so, I just don't think there would have been a doubt. Now, would Minnesota have taken him next to Carl Anthony Towns? Maybe not. But in terms of the consensus player, I think he would have been. And, you know, Golden State, at least in this modern-day Golden State, you don't got to go back to Joe Barry Carroll era, they're not used to being at number two. And so, to me, this is a major coup for them to get this pick, because potentially, if they take him, which I think they will, you know, he could be that missing piece for them in the middle once they get fully healthy and are back to being the Warriors that we expect.
Andy, what kind of player is he then? Like, is there a comp that you like to compare him to? Because we had Mark Spears on last week, and he was saying, you know, a little Chris Webber, a little Bosch. And that's not even fair to a kid. He's 19 years old, 18 years old. But is there a comp that you think kind of best resembles James Wiseman as a player?
Well, I mean, maybe he's a little Webber in that he certainly can, you know, play face in the basket. There's no question he can. But he's also, for his age and lack of experience, he's not afraid of contact. And so I think he'll be fine getting inside and mixing it up. And that will only improve as he gets more touches and more experience. The one thing I want to just make sure I get this out is this rookie class, it will be incredibly unfair to judge them for years to come. I really think that. Because they're not going to get any summer league for players that could even be two-way guys. Who knows if there's going to be any G League. I'm going to highly doubt there will be. So the amount of opportunities for a lot of these guys is just not going to be there, and they're going to be sort of thrown in to adapt really quickly. And so I think we got to really give them an extended honeymoon period before they're judged. But I do think that he has the potential to, you know, be, you know, a potential all-star in the middle. He's a throwback. He's not obviously a real traditional post player, but he has traditional post skills that I think certainly can be developed over time. And, you know, with a healthy Splash Brothers and Draymond Green and all these guys that I think could help feed him and foster his growth, you know, I just think that his potential is unlimited.
Well, Andy, on that note of your caveat saying that, you know, all these rookies, it's going to be so hard to judge. When you hear that, oh, this draft class is weak, but next year is loaded. And I mean, can't you find talent in every draft? Do you buy that narrative?
That's why two of my favorite players in this draft that will not go one or two or three, likely, are Obi Toppin and Onyeka Okongwu. I think Obi Toppin, if he ends up at Cleveland at five, staying in state from Dayton to Cleveland, will be a steal. He's a star. He's self-made. And his potential, I think, is unlimited. You know, we've seen this now when you look at the playoffs, and you mentioned guys that keep getting better and better that maybe weren't the top picks. And I think Okongwu, the same thing. Now, he only did play 1 year at USC, but he's very Bam Adebayo-like. And on the right team, you know, I think he will flourish big time. You know, think about some of these picks. If Anthony Edwards goes number one and Georgia was not making the NCAA tournament, you know, technically there was no tournament. But if Edwards goes one, he would be the third player in the last 5 years that didn't play on a tournament team, joining Ben Simmons and Markel Fultz. Third number one pick. And, you know, to me, winning matters. And I think that should matter. It's not a disqualifier, but it should have some part of your decision. And I think that says something, that we could end up having three number one picks from players that came from teams that were not NCAA tournament teams.
Stay before the NBA draft. So, of course, we're talking to the guy who knows everything about it. Host for March Madness. He works for Turner Sports, Fox Sports, FS1. We're going to see him on NBA TV. It is Andy Katz. So let's go off of that, Andy. Why aren't you talking to more front offices and telling them they're crazy? Although, with the number two pick, we as Warriors fans are okay with that if they want to take Edwards at one.
Well, look, just they continuously repeat themselves, which is they always go for potential. But look, I don't want to disparage Edwards or Wiseman.
Totally. But I understand.
I think, like I just said, I just gave you the pitch for why I think, you know, he could be or should be, you know, the top player in this draft. And I'm not saying, you know, that they need to take Toppin or Kongwu at one, but it will be interesting with Edwards if that happens. You know, and you could argue, oh, well, he was just on a bad team. He goes to Georgia, he stayed in state. Why is it his fault? You know, and maybe Fultz shouldn't have been one. You make that argument. You know, Simmons, obviously he's had his moments with the Sixers. And really that LSU team should have been better, and they just weren't.
Yeah.
So maybe there's an argument there as well. But, you know, clearly these teams are always looking at the long haul, just trying to draft potential. And that's what GMs always want to go for potential. Mm-hmm. Coaches always want to go for guys that can help them now.
Right.
And that push and pull has been going on for many years in the NBA draft.
So, Andy, can LaMelo Ball help a team out right away? I'm so intrigued with LaMelo Ball because, you know, he goes to Lithuania, he goes to Australia. We know about the Ball brothers and the Ball family. What is LaMelo Ball, and who will LaMelo Ball be in the NBA?
So maybe this isn't fair either, because maybe we're lumping him in with the entire family. I won't be shocked if Lonzo Ball's days are numbered in New Orleans, you know, and he's maybe not the point guard of their future. So that would be another team that he's bouncing around. But, you know, I think the jury's out on the Balls. And, you know, we got to see. I mean, he's going to go somewhere in the top three. I'd be suspect to take him one. But we'll have to just wait and see. You know, give him some credit that, you know, as a young man, I mean, he went and tried to find his way literally across the globe. And I think that obviously takes a lot to make that decision. Not everyone could do that. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to wait and see. But I don't want to hand him the keys yet. I'm going to put the pause button on. And I think, you know, they need to be in the right situation with the right support system. And we'll see which team takes them and if that works out.
Andy, you've done this for so long. You have such a good perspective on the history of drafts, of value, of what teams are coveting. But when you see all of these trades over the last couple of years where they're throwing out monopoly money worth first-round picks left and right, I can't properly assess what the value of a first-round pick is anymore. Can you?
No, and I think it's certainly been watered down. You know, I mean, we're seeing teams just continuously stockpile them. Boston, you know, has done this now for years. And look, they've done a good job. I mean, think about their roster, you know, of multiple first-round picks, and some work out, some don't. But, you know, I just want to get back to when we think about these playoffs, just pause for a moment and think about some of the impactful players. Miami, Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero. And I'm not including Jimmy Butler in this, obviously. But, you know, those were two picks. Robinson, not really, but, I mean, Hero, that were kind of questioned, you know, were they going to be able to have an impact? And clearly they did in the playoffs. You know, Jamal Murray, obviously, he had hype coming out of Kentucky, but he wasn't, you know, top five. Look what he did with Denver. You know, obviously Luka with the Mavs as well, with Dallas. You know, I would go back even for Boston. To me, their most important player was Marcus Smart, not a top five pick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, take AD and LeBron off the Lakers, or at least just pause, put them to the side and look at the rest of their roster, and it wasn't loaded with top five players. And so, you know, we're continuously seeing, you know, Blazers with, you know, Damian Lillard and TJ McCollum. That you don't have to do that. You don't have to be that top five player and the lottery pick to have great success in this league.
Andy, always great to catch up with you. I'm picturing Andy kind of like John King a couple weeks ago during the election. Like, I hope you've gotten your naps, Andy. Hope you have your energy drinks or your coffee, because I know you're going to be going for like the next 57 hours straight.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.